Psalm 115, verses 9 through 13. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. The psalmist writes, "All you Israelites, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless his people Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike." Israelite warriors went into battle with both offensive and defensive weapons. The spear allowed them to move forward and attack. The shield protected them from the enemy's weapons. Using the metaphor of war, the psalmist proclaimed God as the offensive weapon and defensive protection. He is our help and shield. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul takes the same analogy to the spiritual realm. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Paul exhorts us to put on the full armor of God. So we are to prepare for the battle with the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Keep the shield of faith up to protect against the flaming arrows of the evil one. Be prepared with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. From the physical battlefields of the Old Testament to the spiritual battles today, God is still our help and shield. Father, we need your help. We cannot advance without you. We need you as our shield. We are vulnerable without you by our side. Thank you for your help and your protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.